finding feathers on a house cat. Or searching for a needle in a haystack. I guess I'll just keep on loving you.
I'm always rolling my eyes when will it end? Would regret what I meant to every person I said. Always knew it from the get that every girl on my bed was falling short. But of course there's a cause and effect. I ain't talking about the sex or being forced to pretend and talk to friends while I fall asleep at awkward events. I'm talking about the raw nest that's more than a flesh, to which I can't share the more pressing thoughts in my head. Awfully dense, orbiting my core in a sense, and more intense when I'm then to forfeit all of my friends. Couldn't call for defense while I'm walking a fence. I needed time to reflect, but can't afford the expense. I was needing a break, always hating I knew it, taking the drugs so that I can just escape what I'm doing. Pray that I'm lured by someone who could save me and cure it away, that I just keep on making this mistake and pursuing. I think I need a girl that doesn't teach me to fight, appreciates the beauty of rhymes and the meaning of life, understands what it means to have a demon inside, and rides a skateboard or even just a BMX bike. Then one day I was waiting for this banner to end and met this gorgeous young lady through a friend of a friend. I'll never forget the way her body moved elegance, better yet covered in a colorful tether of threads. Hey, it's nice to meet you. And there's this look that she's giving me, shocks of electricity, while I just gawk at the symmetry, sort of epiphany, engaging in raucous activity more than I ever be thinking. Might have sourced me a remedy. Of course she's ahead of me, awesomely ignoring extremities, all of her melodies, recipe with more than a chemistry. She was incredibly heavenly, every word that she said to me was ecstasy, hoping I could just keep her right next to me. And then some time passed, down I worked on some records and earned me some feathers, but nothing really worth of a mention. Work my obsession and hurt myself and learn me some lessons, and turn my depression into nothing but words of expression. And then I get a message up on my phone, open to check it, I know who it is, hoping we can jam for a second. Of course, babe, tell me what you've been lately, you're doing a rap on your tracks. You can sing and I'll play acoustic. I'm greatly improving a life that I've been lately abusing. Now all I do is sit around and make sweet, sweet music.